Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Love True, Love True Show. I'm your host for this morning at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Love Truth Ministry Show. I'm your host, Kim Williams. I'd like to take the time out to thank my legendary audience, taking time out to listen to the show for Blog Talk Radio and other social media sites. And most important, our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Because this is the day that the Lord has made, we will and we must rejoice and be glad in it. We must rejoice and be glad in it. This is our time to pray for our students. So that was our words. Psalms 119, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1, verse 16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. John 3, 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And 1 John 3, 18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. 1 John 4:11, beloved, if God so love us, we ought to also love one another. Beloved, if God so love us, we ought to also love one another. Y'all, we had a wonderful summer. Hopefully, y'all have a wonderful summer. Staying cool, staying nourished, and that's some advice when you're out and about. Try to keep water on you at all times. Put a little lemon in your water or cucumber in your water. It will help you along the way as a suggestion. And then obviously when you have somebody give you a medical food suggestion, something you should take or try, or see your doctor about it. I mean, you can see your doctor about it. Some things are just, doctor's not going to tell you everything. So, and God give you common sense. So God bless all of y'all out there, staying cool, staying nourished, and staying healthy. The most important part of health is you have to love one another and love yourself. So we send our prayers and love towards mankind to find love in their heart, love towards God. When you love God, it reflects in your action and how you treat one another and how we treat our children and what type of future we can have. If we operate in anger and bitterness, the world gets more and more wicked. The world sees no hope too many times. So those of us who have love and light in us that come from God, let it shine in dark places, and they will always, you're going to be somebody who wants light, love, peace, and joy. I believe peace can be, even though, the scripture said, but peace didn't say, cannot be peace. You have peace in yours around, who you be around. If we encourage peace, if we encourage one another to listen, regardless if we agree or disagree, without disrespecting what somebody has to say, shutting somebody down. I remember watching the march from Washington, and they were showing some of the footage that the Republicans or senators had to say about the children march, and it was one lady was like, oh, they need to sit there and read their children. And like someone said, you don't get to listen to the children. No, you need to listen to the children, their voices, their education, their future. It's their life. And when you think that because you're adult that you're more valued than another human being because of their age, you have no love in your heart. Where is God in your heart? if you think you're the one who make all the decisions. If you a child and you think you know everything, you don't think you have to respect the elders or somebody older than you, be respectful. It goes a long way. It changes society, the environment you're in, the world you're in. Wherever you're at in the world, we have to start treating one another with respect. Now, it does not mean that you be a sitting duck. My mom went during, I think, the Gulf War. We would say, oh, my God, send the soldier men over there into, you know, territories where the harm was something. They just sitting there, and they getting killed or whatever. They sitting there, they sitting ducks. No, we don't be sitting ducks for somebody to trample over us in any form or any fashion. But we're not operating in love from the government, from inside your own family, and your community, and your schools, and your neighborhood, and your churches, and or synagogues, or temple, wherever you go, mass, where they, you know, you can't have false love when you walk into a church, and you can speak, and some people walk right past it if they don't see you, or you go to the doctor's office, and doctors or whoever works there comes inside the place. When you go into a place, it's say good morning. Person sitting there and say good morning back to you, but we are supposed to say good morning. We didn't enter the place. We already enter and sat down. You enter, you should say good morning. And usually they walk right past you. Or if you say good morning to the doctor or somebody, sometimes they don't say nothing back until they see you in their office, in the back, in the room. Then they come in, oh, good morning or whatever. Or they may just come in there and say good morning. Oh, they say your name, hey, Kim, oh, Miss Williams, they don't say anybody first. You just say your last name. So you're here for XYZ. What happened to you? Good morning, good afternoon. And you wonder, you have to really evaluate, do they have respect for you? Are they racist? Because I'm sure if they care for people and love it, whoever race, they can come in the room and acknowledge you. Whatever ethnicity they belong to, they're going to acknowledge it, regardless if they care and people and loving people. So we have to uplift one another. And it's power and prayer. I hear that a lot. It's not power. People need to stop praying. No, you never stop praying. That's a part of the weapon. The weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty to God, pouring down all struggle. You have to keep on praying. You have to keep on believing. You have to keep on speaking love, peace, and joy in the universe, in the world, in your society, in your space. You have to keep on holding on to the everlasting arm of God. You have to keep on. As you do those things, you must do by petitions, march on marching, marching at your city council, march at your government office, march and write and petition and write your letters or any concerns you may have. Take a stand. You never stop praying. Prayer is powerful. It's powerful when you believe. It's powerful when, even when you pray, you're never by yourself because you're praying to God. He's there. But he's number two and three in the midst. He's always there. Two and three come together. He's there. So we have to believe. But I believe even when you're by yourself, you may say, I'm going to be to pray for. Just pray. Or pray with. God is there. With you. Just believe. Never give up. Pray for your children. Pray for your mother. Pray for your teacher. Pray for your students. This thing that you can't pray in school is baloney. You can't pray in school. You have freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Then you got people I know who got from different backgrounds, different belief systems. Okay. But you can still open up a prayer. You can say, y'all could be coming in. The personal, we believe in prayer, strengthen of prayer. So your child, when you come in, we have a prayer. Teacher, you can go in and pray. You have to pray a prayer as a group. Children who believe in certain beliefs, those who believe in this, y'all can come here. Y'all believe in this and that. Go into prayer. Do your own personal prayer. Give y'all 5 minutes to do and meditate. Some of y'all people just want to meditate and pray. To the God you serve, we take this time out. You teach, you can walk in that classroom. Yes, you walk in there, you can do a prayer over the classroom. Can nobody tell you you can't do a prayer over the classroom? You may can't hold hands and force a child to do a prayer that the parents don't want them to do. But you have the right to pray. And you don't want to disrespect somebody else. I understand that. But we are believing, though, we're supposed to share the gospel with the world. And there's nothing wrong with saying, this is my belief, this is what I believe, this is what... Or study the different belief systems. I remember back in, I was in high school, I think it was in social studies. We learned about the different, well, they give you a little synopsis of every belief system around the world. Hindu, Buddhist, Muslim, Christian, you know, they gave you a little clip. My mama, all the different ones and all what they're about, but we didn't learn about it. So you can learn about it. And then when you learn about it, teach it in your class, in your English class, get to write out what each belief system is as they read and as they assignment. And you can talk about atheism, you can talk about all the different types, why people believe, why people don't believe. And then you can write down what exactly they believe in. And at the same time, you can be sharing the gospel. Well, the Christians believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the reason why, X, Y, and Z. Others believe in Allah, and this is X, Y, and Z, you know. And that way you're not forcing it, you're just sharing. It's power and prayer. It's power and sharing. Important information. As you share the truth, sharing history, share the truth. You know, the saying is that who wins the war, write the story, so they can tell you lies. The kingdom of God, for your soul, spirit, and mind. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It's our prayer time together. Help our children have a future. And stop praying with the children. Showing love towards the children. Sharing love and supporting one another, our community, our society, by lifting up the children. We used to have Children Day in this country. That's back in the 70s, probably. I think it ended in the 80s. Like they had Grandpa Day, they had Mama Day, Mother Day, and Father Day. Well, we need to start having Children Day. I mean, every day is Mother Day, of course, you know that. Like every day is really Christmas to me, thinking about Jesus came in the world. So we have to believe in the gospel of Jesus. We have to believe in love. Believe in the importance of helping our children and having a future. And they can't have a future if there's no schools to go to. They can't have no future if schools are torn down. I was telling somebody yesterday at a school meeting for Baltimore City. And it's important that, I mean, I'm 52 years old. So you have, when I was in school, I heard about, oh, the school's overcrowded. Oh, we need air conditioning in school. We need heat in schools. Oh, they're sending the children out when there's a blizzard or the weather really too bad for them to walk in the snow and stuff. Or it's too hot and they put them in school, then they got to send them home for half a day. When you know what's happening when you send them out there. And parents got to use common sense too. You know it's going to be too bad for your child to walk in the snow, slipping and sliding, hurting itself. And you got to take them to the hospital and pay the insurance. Or they're too hot for them to be outside. But I mean, also, if they're not in school, they don't need to run up and down when it's 100 degrees outside, when they're telling people to stay cool. Some people have to work outside, but they got to drink warm and cool if they're going to be out, stay in a shaded area. But we have to take responsibility. I mean, I remember this in school, all through school. Are we going to build this? We're going to make a difference. And all the money for the casinos, all the money for the different sports arenas we have in the city, whether it's a basketball and Baltimore, you got the Ravens, and I think that's every you say the basketball team, and, or what is it, soccer or something? I forgot. Anyway, so the money supposed to go into the school system. It should go into the school system. It should stay there. It had no right to be moved into any type of other area. Because you said we need the money for that. No, you need the money for our future, the future of the children. And time for people to stand up for that, not, you know, oh, they just going to do what we're going to do. We said remove it first. Now, cause they might make a little noise. They're going to sit down, and you won't hear from them anymore until next election. Then they may say, these are the issues we're concerned about. The next election, another 4 years, another 2 years, another, you know, over and over and over again. Or maybe 6 months when they come back and want to ballot. Or when we bring this issue back up. For, you know, you old and your children is grandparents, and the same thing going over and over and over again. And other places are getting their, in certain areas, their children getting education, they say to you, well, they working for it, but you working for it too. You just happen to be living in a, on an area that's poor, maybe a poor community, or maybe poor because of, it's poor because they have lack of resources. They're not poor because of lack of love, in most cases, or poor in some areas, but we have to lift one another up. We have to be for real. We have to think truth. We have to speak truth. We have to want truth for our children. As power and prayer, help our children have a future. We need to demand. It's important, I pray, in Emergency way, for all the schools that's over, that is staying, that's run down already, be torn down, not patchwork, brand new schools that look like a place of education. It shouldn't look like a military camp. It should not look like a prison camp. It should not look like a referee camp. It should look like a place of high learning, bright, colorful, engineering-looking, you know, things that show learning and possibility and dreams and victory and joyfulness. Where a child, man, woman, boy, girl, all different ages, walking right in, they can be college students, going inside the building, they feel peace, they feel love, colored. Give you creativity, different way designs are put together, and welcomes for all people. And teachers who come there, instructors, professors, come there to truly teach students who's not biased towards one race, one group. They come because, you know why? I'm a teacher. I love teaching people. That should encourage you, not just teaching people that you think is always going to grab on or catch on the information. But say, you know what? Not only you know they can catch on, but these students who, it may be, whoever they may be, it's hard to learn because it's dyslexia or something else. Maybe someone going to make a move. But maybe something you can say or do, they really encourage them, then they really grasp it, understand it. If you went and got those degrees to be a teacher, administration should stay out of knowledge. You are teaching a curriculum, not to be a curriculum they design. Don't they say in school you must, how you teach a student, you must cover. You have to teach whatever language is current in that community. Make sure that all students learn English. Make sure all students learn Spanish, especially in America, and some other languages, because it's not around just English-speaking people. Just encourage them to learn the different sports from different communities and different the background or the people who's in the society we live in. You know, we should be learning about not a little one paragraph about something, but the truth about the Native American, truth about African American, truth about Hispanic American, truth about Asian American, truth about whatever ethnic group they come from. And have engineering, having much of things they learning. Have all children learning and teach the freedom to teach the way they think. Long they teaching in love and truly reaching and teaching a child finish elementary school, they know everything they put in there and more that you figure they should know when they come out of school. In junior high school and college. Real stuff is going to make a difference where there's no way you can't. Somebody look at that child or talk to that student, they know they got a good education, well-rounded education, and they're more creative, and they come up with ideas that will blow your mind because they had the opportunity to develop their mind to be creative and encouraged to be creative. Not somebody said, but this is what you're going to teach them. That's it. Don't influence creativity and blah, 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 shutting down the mind. No, God gave us a mind, God gave us a life. That's who we need to glorify when we learn and when we allow to be creative allow to make a difference. To allow your children to be creative. Don't shut your child down when he comes home. And that's all you need to know. Turn it off. That's not important. Listen to it. No, they ain't gonna derogatory music and language and television that need to be just some shows really do need to be cut off because nobody need to turn on TV and you see porn on TV. And they said, well, that's life. No, they don't need to see that crap. But you got joy for some people, some things of creativity. And let your child see and hear what's going on in the world, but let them see things that's positive. There's so much positive stuff going on. You know, people talking about healing and meditation and encouragement to hear these different things, to be around these different things. Higher level of consciousness. Those things have to be taught and shared. Different types of music. You know, so we have to encourage and be positive. Help our children have a future. Have them be active. Encourage exercise activity. Encourage them to do chores around the house. They don't want to pay them to do chores. They live in the house. Encourage them. Encourage them. And then when you go to this market, I said, go with you. They see how much stuff costs. Encourage them to see what it costs to pay the bills. How to have what it is when you go out and out the house and make a living for yourself. Encourage them to be entrepreneurs. And be encourage them. That's the only thing going to help our children have a future. If you tell them they ain't going to be this and that, this ain't going to happen. Stop it. All things are possible due to Christ. That's why they got university and college. They believe it's going to be a future, but it shouldn't be on a future on our behalf. These are the things we offer you all to learn. But anything knowledge is irrelevant. No, it's what's in college is just a little sample. It's way more than what you can learn and do that God put in them to learn and do. There's a mind we have not even seen yet, the possibility. They show on different old movies, you know, like the Jetsons and stuff, or Star Trek, when they just beam up. We molecules, you know, we electrons and photons and neutrons. You know, we may say a word and we may be invisible. Because power, remember, it's power in the tongue. It's life in the tongue. And it's death in the tongue. So, it's a what you think comes out when you speak. It changes things, what you write. So if those things mean something, write things that's positive. Speak life over each other. Speak things that are positive. Write things down that encourage them. I am this. I will do this. You know the things that's not great. But say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bring down all strongholds that go against our children. Do a prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, come to your throne, give you thanks and praise. All power and glory belong to you, God the Father, God the Word, and God the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, God, y'all is one in heaven and in earth. Y'all agree, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. We come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, y'all, one. That knowing that every stronghold go against your children, racism, miseducated, false education, false truth, homelessness, community that being torn down, deliberately torn down, and looking like war zones. Poverty, everything that comes against your child's sickness and disease that man had also introduced into society. We ask you to pour down all those negativity, God, and let love rise. You is the living God, be in their heart. They see you everywhere they go, boom, 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 boom. They hear you. You know, they can't run to you. When they land in the bed, they hear your voice. And they know you. And you tell them to come towards you, to seek you, to hear you, to rejoice in knowing that you, God, and you hear their prayers. Yes, these are all days in the holy name of Jesus. Because we have a wonderful, productive, active, fun learning summer. Even though there might be some of them in school, be active and learning some other things. Some of them may be out of school. So read your book. You got the internet. You can pull up anything and learn about it and rejoice. I remember seeing a little boy came on Sister Circle. And they asked him what make him good or like. Basically, different questions they were asking. He was saying you have to love, learn, and love, wanting to. And so many ways to paraphrase. So he said people love teaching him because he wants to hear from them and love to them share their information with them. So that's why he'd be good in school because teachers, he loved to learn, he wanted to know. He glad that they want to share this information with him. He glad to be receptive of hearing that information. So we have to, that's an important Dallas team. We're going through something, we're learning something new on the internet. So they're encouraging them, you know, I'm going to learn this, love to learn this. And go through it, maybe hard. You know what, God? I'm going to enjoy this. And force us to enjoy something. Then I think we can get through it. And maybe all of us can learn better, understand better, comprehend better. You know, information to stay with us better. So I encourage you. Oh, Heavenly Father, I believe these things. I declare love towards all people. And those who know you, stay steadfast and focus on you. And those who don't know you, we pray that they will come to saving grace. And you are real. And you know them by their name. And they will ask you into their heart to be their God, their Lord, their Savior, their Redeemer. We ask these for all people who listen to this call, regardless of their background, their ethnic group, their belief system, the environment they come in, the economic level, we get to ask, or education level, the day or physical level, you know, their mental level, we get to healing over them. We hear the truth. Let the truth come forth in your holy name, Jesus. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, teachers and parents, every wonderful summer. I'm encouraging the summer school is going on. I might not do for next Tuesday. I might take a week off. But just look at my thing and see when I'm coming back on. But I got episodes, go to the archives, and you can see other Tuesday morning prayer shows and listen to and share with your family. I'm just saying from my heart, you know, hopefully what I'm saying to y'all, it's something I say to mean something to you. I always start off with some same scriptures every week. This is how I open up my program. It's Psalms 119:105, 1 verse 16, and John 3:16, 1 John 3:18, and some other ones. But stay fair, stay focused, and I need to go more scripture. But y'all have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Enjoy your summer, no matter where you're at in the world, enjoy your summer. And places that got hurricanes and stuff, God, I say peace be still to the hurricanes, to the tsunamis, and whatever else out there. Be safe. In Jesus' holy name, amen.